is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Thousands of frustrated Texans shivered in homes without power for a second day Thursday, most of them around booming Austin, and fading hopes of a quick fix stirred grim memories of the deadly 2021 blackout after an icy winter storm across the southern U.S. The freeze has been blamed for at least 10 traffic deaths on slick roads this week in Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. And even as Texas finally begins thawing today, a new Arctic front from Canada is headed toward the northern U.S. and threatening New England with potentially the coldest weather in decades. Wind chills could dive below minus 50. In Austin, city officials compared the damage from fallen trees and iced over power lines to tornadoes as they came upon mounting criticism for slow repairs and shifting timelines to restore power. A federal appeals court ruled Thursday that the government can't stop people who have domestic violence restraining orders against them from owning guns, the latest domino to fall after the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority set new standards for reviewing the nation's gun laws. Police in Texas found a rifle and a pistol at the home of a man who was the subject of a civil protection order that banned him from harassing, stalking, or threatening his ex-girlfriend and their child. The order also banned him from having guns. Authorities searching for three aspiring rappers who have been missing for nearly 2 weeks found multiple bodies yesterday at a vacant Detroit-area apartment building. State police caution that the identities of the body have not yet been confirmed. Police are still searching for the woman who shot and killed a congresswoman from New Jersey.
Authorities are searching for the person or persons who shot and killed a New Jersey councilwoman. Police say Eunice Jumfor was found in her car after being shot multiple times by her home last night in Sayreville. That's about 25 miles south of Newark. A motive is unclear. Governor Phil Murphy says he's stunned by the news and added that she's already built a reputation as a committed member of the borough council. The 30-year-old started serving on the council last year. I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A Texas woman is accused of killing a close friend in 2019 who had just given birth and abducting the baby as part of an elaborate scheme to pass the infant off as her own, pleaded guilty to murder charges yesterday. Megan Fira Muska, 37, was sentenced to 55 years in prison for the death of Heidi Broussard, 33. Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza announced in a statement Fira Muska waived her right to appeal. The conviction follows a crime in Austin, Texas that began with the disappearance of a three-week-old baby girl. President Biden has expressed that he's hoping the death of Tyree Nichols leads to swift congressional action on police reform.
How can we make some progress on police reform of consequence and the violence in our communities?
Biden made the comments Thursday before he and Vice President Harris met with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus.
I listened to Al Sharpton's eulogy, which I thought was first rate.
Before the meeting began, Biden said his hope was that this dark memory spurs some action that we've all been fighting for. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
A Chicago woman has been accused of keeping her mother's dead body in a freezer for nearly 2 years. Eva Bratcher, 69, appeared in court Thursday on charges of concealing her 96-year-old mother's death and possessing a fraudulent identification card. Regina Mikulski's body was discovered this week in a freezer in the garage near the apartment they had shared. Investigators believe she died in March 2021. The cause won't be determined until the body is thawed. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.